And then that brings us to the other trial, which is actually the one that I presented, and that was also simultaneously published in the New England Journal, where somewhat different adjuvant trial. There it was nivolumab, the PD-1 blocking antibody, versus an active control of ipilimumab, the CTLA-4 blocking antibody. As we all know, CTLA-4 antibody ipilimumab is approved by the FDA for resected high-risk stage 3 melanoma in the United States. It's not approved outside the U.S., but it is an approved drug, and it is used somewhat as adjuvant therapy in the United States for resected high-risk melanoma. And that was based on a trial where there have been published survival and relapse-free survival data favoring ipilimumab versus placebo. Those are all data published in the New England Journal back in 2016, where we saw that there was clearly a survival advantage to getting ipilimumab versus getting a placebo. The current trial, which was called CheckMate 238, which was the one presented just a month ago at ESMO in Madrid, was nivolumab versus ipilimumab. And in that trial, there was clearly an advantage in every way, shape, or form for nivolumab versus the active control of ipilimumab. The hazard ratio was actually quite favorable. It was 0.66 or 0.65. The p-value for relapse-free survival was 0.0001. Not 13 zeros, but still a very good p-value. And a good hazard ratio, which reflects a 35% decrease in the risk of relapsing over time for nivolumab compared to ipilimumab.
And again, for how long was the therapy?
Again, therapy lasted 1 year, and there are a couple of caveats. This was a trial that was stopped at its first interim analysis, which was pre-planned. And here you only had 18 months of follow-up in all patients, compared to COMBI-AD, where you had 3 years plus of follow-up. So for the CheckMate 238 Nivo versus Ipi trial, you really didn't have any mature survival data. In fact, very, very few patients died, which is good. So you had no comparison of survival, but you did have relapse-free survival, and you had another parameter, which is very important, which a lot of folks think is a close surrogate for overall survival, and that's distant metastasis-free survival. And in that study, clearly nivolumab was favored, and again, the p-value was 0.02, and the hazard ratio was around 0.7. So here you had, again, by any parameter of efficacy, advantage for nivolumab versus ipilimumab. And if you look at the toxicity, again, you decide what parameter you want to measure. Treatment-related high-grade toxicity was clearly favoring nivolumab versus ipilimumab. It was something like 10% versus 42%. Proportion of patients who stopped because of high-grade toxicity were looking at 4% versus 28 or 30%. So clear advantage in terms of side effects for the nivolumab. And again, if you do the cross-study comparison, which is not necessarily valid, but if you do a back-of-the-napkin calculation, if you had only 8% of all patients stop because of toxicity in Nivo, compare that to 26% in the COMBI-AD arm, one might argue nivolumab is a pretty well-tolerated regimen as adjuvant treatment for a year.
So I only have about 218 questions after hearing all that, so let me get started. Incredible. Like I said, a lot's going on. Okay, so first of all, before we start talking about like what this all means, what did we know prior to this about adjuvant treatment with PD-1 inhibitors?
Well, there have been or has been a single pilot study, which interestingly I was the PI of, where we treated patients, a small number, 33 patients with nivolumab alone in a pilot adjuvant trial. And to do this, we chose the worst actors. We chose stage 3C and 4 resected melanoma patients. Of those 33 patients that we treated, we felt it was fairly well tolerated. Only something like 3 of them had to go off because of side effects. And of those 33, we have now 5 years plus of follow-up. There have only been 6 deaths and 11 relapses over time in that cohort of patients. And that relapse rate has plateaued. I don't think there's been a patient that's relapsed in over a year on that trial, suggesting that there's a plateau on the relapse curve. So again, 2/3 of the patients continuously without relapse over 5 years. You figure most of those patients are probably going to be cured of melanoma. And in that trial, 31 of 33 had resected stage 4 disease. So that's a pretty favorable scenario.
Wow, resected stage four?
These are almost all resected stage fours. We had 10 patients with resected brain mets, Neil.
Wow.
And of those 10, 9 are currently alive and free of disease and have never relapsed.
But on the other hand, no prior randomized data of anti-PD-1 adjuvant?
There had been no adjuvant experience with PD-1 antibodies in any way, shape, or form prior to that study.
So what an amazing study. So, but again, before we get back to that, again, adjuvant randomized targeted therapy trials prior to these ones you just mentioned.
There had been none. Not only had there been no randomized adjuvant targeted trials, there had been no pilot trials of adjuvant targeted therapy. All adjuvant experience was in the metastatic mode.